warning. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Yeah, let's go to war today, but with Wayne Allyn Root out for this hour, this is Megan Barth, as I'm here every Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock Pacific, 6 to 7, the first hour of War with Wayne Allyn Root. He joins me in the fourth segment of this hour, so stick around. And I'm surprised I'm here today. I have to say that because I was stranded in Reno yesterday as, I guess, a hurricane or something blew through Vegas. They were diverting flights to Phoenix. Planes were circling overhead. The Doppler was all red. So I was up in Reno this past week, actually 5 days, working with some young activists and going to the state party. And they have all the central committees from all the counties, which there are 17 here in Nevada, meet and go over, basically, you would hope, how we're going to win this state in 2020. I didn't hear a lot of that. I'd like to hear more of it. But as an activist, I'm going to keep speaking out, even though I was indirectly told to be quiet by a chairperson. I'm not going to stay quiet when I see something wrong, and I'm specifically not going to stay quiet when it comes to voter fraud and election integrity. And for those that have listened to me for the past, I guess, what, 2-3 years now, we're going on in this county, it's a nationwide issue. Election integrity is a nationwide issue and should be first and foremost to make sure that as voters, that we aren't being disenfranchised. And how would we be disenfranchised? By illegal alien voters or legal alien voters, green card holders, etc. So when I call out Republicans, elected officials, on what I believe is their lack of enforcement, or at least lack of upholding the law, or perhaps maybe signing a memorandum of understanding with the ACLU, Familia Vota, and the National League of Women's Voters, basically denying the right for DMV employees to ask for citizenship, and then kicking it down to Clark County, and Clark County says, well, we have no way to verify citizenship. That's the stuff I call out. So until we start verifying citizenship at the state level to ensure that each and every registered voter is a citizen of this country, I'm not going to stay quiet. And I'm certainly not going to stay quiet for the next hour. And I am so excited to be behind this mic. I finally broke out of Reno. I landed a few hours ago, and I came home, and in my mailbox is my summer T-shirt. And I'm so excited about this summer T-shirt. If you go over to my Instagram account, The Reagan Babe, you can see it. It says Ramones on the top, and then underneath it says Kill a Commie for Mommy. So Kill a Commie for Mommy is and should always be, I think, a shirt worn by not every conservative. Wayne saw it. He walked into the office. He's getting some stuff done in the background, and he started laughing. He goes, were the Ramones conservative? I said, do you need to be? Yeah, you do. Because when we look at, as an activist, okay, I was telling a younger activist this past weekend, I say I not only take action because I want to take action, I take action because I want to see the reaction. Because the reaction tells me sometimes everything about the person I'm talking to or the person that's standing next to me or the person that all of a sudden gets in my face. And so as we look at politics, we have to look at the sides of activism and how we're getting reactions. And we're certainly seeing violent reactions right now in Venezuela. And it's not a consequence of capitalism. It's not a consequence of the free market. It's a consequence of socialism. The same type of socialism that the Democrats are trying to ride in on 2020 with an electoral victory. But now they got Bozo Biden in that clown car. The clown car now has got its Bozo, and the Bozo's leading in the polls. Sanders, not so much. Because at the core of the Democrat Party, it's not surprising, is it, that communists and anti-Semites and socialists or Democrat socialists, as they want to call themselves, find a home in the Democrat Party? Because that's where they're welcome. They get a lot of funding. And let's not forget that Bernie Sanders got robbed by Hillary Clinton. She was going to be the white knight for the Democrat Party and come in as a, you know, kind of moderate. Right? I'm with her. Make America Great Again is racist. And so Bernie Sanders and Biden are now duking it out for the power. And the power we are witnessing in Venezuela is a direct result of not only the corruption of socialism and the consequences of socialism, but it's also because of the disarmament of the citizenry. If you are on Twitter, I encourage you to go follow what is happening in Venezuela real time. Because this is the reaction that we need to take a stand with. We need to stand, as Trump said today on Twitter, with the Venezuelan people who are seeking liberty. That is their cry, liberty, libertad. They want liberty because they've been living under tyranny for far too long. And John Bolton says all options are on the table. Tuesday morning, Venezuela opposition leader Juan Guaido called on the military to rise up and oust the socialist Maduro regime. Guaido appeared with activist Leopoldo López, who was freed from house arrest by members of the military. Thousands of supporters have taken to the streets following the announcement by interim President Guaido. The Maduro regime was not ready to cede power to the people. And when I say they're not ready to cede power to the people, like I said, all you got to go over is to Twitter or Instagram and follow some feeds. The Venezuelan government, because they disarmed the people, are now using their guns against the citizens and using their military equipment like tanks to run over an unarmed, desperate people. Video came out of Venezuela, regime soldiers running over Guaido supporters in their army vehicle. It is a massive tank. And as Jack Posobiec tweeted out so effectively, this is socialism. This is socialism. The violence, the chaos, the desperation, the poverty, the murder, the bloodshed, all of it is socialism. National Security Advisor John Bolton addressed the crisis with reporters on Tuesday afternoon. Bolton said all options are on the table, and I quote John Bolton, "We want as our principal objective a peaceful transfer." Got to turn the page. The staple's in the wrong place, Wayne. Power. We want a peaceful transfer of power, but all options are on the table. We want as our principal objective a peaceful transfer of power, but all options are on the table. He repeated when asked if the U.S. is prepared to use the military option to support Juan Guaido in Venezuela. So as I will keep watching what's going on in Venezuela, do I want an armed military presence in Venezuela? No, I don't. No, I don't. But this reminds me, and I have to hearken back to the Green Movement. Do you remember the Green Movement in Iran? When a Western uprising came out against the mullahs after the rigged elections, and there were, I don't even know, hundreds of thousands of Iranians screaming to be free and screaming for the U.S. to get involved. They were holding up their green hands and taking over social media until the mullahs then cut off all the social media so they couldn't speak to the world and plead to the world for their freedom. But there was a young activist who was standing on the street corner named Neda. And as she was raising her green hand, the Iranian National Guard came and shot her execution style on the corner. The besieged. Thank you, Chris. And not a word was said by the former administration, Barack Obama, at the time of this uprising, of the Green Movement, which could have perhaps overthrown the mullahs, or at least it was at the weakest point. The mullahs were at their weakest point because of the power of the people. Barack Obama said, "We don't meddle in foreign elections." But he certainly meddled in the Israeli elections, didn't he? He used Ben Rhodes to meddle in the Israeli elections under his administration in order to overthrow Netanyahu. So that was just another lie. So I was watching Neil Cavuto to try to get caught up on the news of the day because I spent the day flying in the airport. But he was speaking to John Conyers, Democrat, I believe from Georgia. And he doesn't want a military presence either. So it doesn't seem like it's a Republican or a conservative thing. I don't think it's a neocon thing. And it's not a Democrat thing. But sooner or later, the Maduro regime is going to have to be toppled one way or the other. Because if they're not, if they maintain power, then they have a direct network with Iran, and they have a direct network with Putin. You know, the same guy that Barack Obama said, you know, tell Vladimir he'd have more flexibility after the election. You know, Putin, the guy that never conspired with Trump to overthrow or undermine the election. So we'll get back to Venezuela if there's any breaking news after this break. I did see something come across on Twitter. But speaking of reaction, like we're witnessing in Venezuela, let's look at the reaction of the left in this next segment when it has to come to the Trump administration and specifically their armed resistance called Antifa. We got some breaking news on an FBI investigation into Antifa perhaps conspiring with the Mexican drug cartels. Fantastic. This is Megan Barrett filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. He'll join me in just a couple segments, but hang on, stay tuned. I'm happy to be with you here today, bringing war to this hour every single week I can. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Ron Corey's book, Tenacity, the sponsor of this segment of the show. He's a Vegas tough guy and former Marine from Brooklyn who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious he beat them all, and now he's telling the real story, the raw story. Nothing but the facts. The book's called Tenacity. It's the real story of what it takes to make it with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen is the voice of the audiobook. He, the star of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an ebook, or a Kindle. That's Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his RonCoreyAuthor.com website, Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. author.com for more details, but go to Amazon and get Tenacity as a book, an ebook, a Kindle, or the Michael Madsen audiobook, Tenacity. Thank you, Ron Corey, for sponsoring the book.
And thank you, Wayne, and thank you out there in Wayne's world. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Every Tuesday, I'm here for the first hour of Wayne's show so he can get some stuff done and run around and work out and do the Wayne things that he does throughout the day to make sure that he brings the most energy to this show each and every day. And I'm always happy to be with you. I'm happy to be behind this mic. And I was checking Twitter, and while in my first rant in the first segment, I missed Donald Trump's latest tweet, and he pinned this tweet, and it comes just about 1 hour ago, so right before I got on the air, he tweets out, if Cuban troops and militia do not immediately cease military and other operations for the purpose of causing death and destruction to the constitution of Venezuela, a full and complete embargo, together with highest level sanctions, will be placed on the island of Cuba. Hopefully all Cuban soldiers will promptly and peacefully return to their island. Now, I wasn't going to go here, but it's kind of the perfect tweet, which is a great segue to lead me to a conversation I had with a Cuban national. And I was in an Uber, just before I went to Reno. So last week, I think it was last Sunday, a week ago Sunday. And he was not a citizen yet. I did not have the opportunity to ask him, you know, how he fled, how he got in. He had been in Miami for about 2 years and Vegas the last couple of years. And he says he sends home money to his mom, as most, you know, Cubans as well as Hispanics do. He says, but my mom never gets the money because the government takes it all, or at least most of it. And he said, you know, my mom survives, you know, in Cuba, under Castro, and she's given rations, food rations, each and every month. And those rations are comprised of plantains, rice, beans, and if lucky, they'll get chicken. But lately, because Cuba is also in a downward spiral because of socialism, much like Venezuela, and Venezuela, because Venezuela has sanctions, is directly impacting the U.S. sanctions, and the unrest in Venezuela is directly impacting Cuba. Well, lately, his mom isn't really able to get many rations, and her rations have been cut in half. And she's not able to get protein or chicken either. And so the Cuban government is actually looking at what he said, crocodilos. And I said, crocodilos? What are crocodilos? I speak Spanish. I've never heard of crocodilos. Crocodilos. Crocodile. Crocodile. So crocodile, if they're lucky, will be their protein. And also, as he said, ostrich. Ostrich. No more chicken. But you know what? The socialists will make sure that you are fed. Maybe not chicken, maybe crocodile instead. And that's what socialists are all about. They'll forget the spirit of the individual. But the spirit of the individual is so broken because they are managed by a corrupt regime like Cuba, like Venezuela. And it's all, say it with me, folks, socialism. Wherever it's been tried, it has miserably failed. And I don't care if Bernie Sanders or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Nancy Pelosi or Klobuchar or anybody wants to call it democratic socialism. It still sucks. It still kills. And it's still bloody socialism. Well, we'll get back to the socialists in the mainstream media, shall we? After this next break, like Chris Cuomo, who argues that aspects in Antifa are a good cause. We'll cover that and more after this next break. Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Go over to my website, sign up for my newsletter. You will see these stories and more every week of the stories I cover across the country and with Wayne twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday. We'll be right back.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. At USPS.com/future.
War now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Those who watch the show, because you're listening right now, but my radio show becomes a national TV show in hour number three. And those who watch say that the transformation has been unbelievable. I look 15 years younger, and it happened in the last year. And I go back and I look at old shows and I go, holy crap, I look like a different person.
And nobody reverses, you know, reverse ages. I mean, if anything, people get older every year. They don't look younger every year. Synagenix did that for me. Founded in 1997, they are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. defying aging, and they have done it for me. They've made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. The phone call is free, and it's a no-obligation consultation that is free as well. So you're not risking a thing by just calling and saying, you made Wayne Root great again. How can you make me great again, and what will it cost? Simple questions, right? 888-YOUNGER. Give them a call, 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the USA or register at Synagenix.com. 888-YOUNGER or Synagenix, C-E-N-E, Genix, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Toll-free call and a free no-obligation consultation.
Thank you, Wayne. And this is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Go over to my website, why don't you, and sign up for my newsletter. Every Saturday morning, you get a whole rundown of the weekly top news. I usually update my website. I do update my website every single day, except today I haven't gotten to it yet because I was flying. But everything that I'm talking about on the show in this past hour and what I'll be talking about and I've talked about in the last day or two, you can source at ReaganBabe.com. Follow me on Twitter at ReaganBabe. Or on Instagram, same handle. So we were talking about reactions. We're watching the Venezuela reaction very closely. Mike Pompeo was just on with Wolf Blitzer on CNN and basically said that Maduro was on the tarmac, ready to leave until he was convinced or encouraged to stay by the Russians. According to Pompeo, the State Department was made aware by senior military members that they were ready to leave as well. And Mike Pompeo ended, I believe, the interview, or at least ended that segment that I heard with Wolf, that he is very optimistic that the Venezuelans will get the liberty or their freedom back, and that there will be regime change. And hopefully not a shot has to be fired, but not a shot has to be fired for the Democrats to take over this country through open borders in order to establish socialism. Because when we look at the southern border, and I believe that immigration is going to be the number one issue, or at least the top two issues, and it should be. Because an open border, we don't have a country if we have an open border. And I'm going to get to the border situation a little bit later. But the reaction I still want to stick with, because what we see in Venezuela is an unarmed populace that is being run over by tanks, that is being shot at, that is being murdered and killed by a socialist regime. And so when we look at the socialists here, they too want to disarm us. I mean, hell, Swalwell, Eric Swalwell, from California, basically wants to nuke those that own guns that don't, through force, turn over their guns. He had a Twitter exchange with an activist, Joe Biggs, I believe, out of Texas or Florida. And he basically just said, you know, remember, the government has nukes. Oh, okay, well, that's nice. Yeah, yeah, we know that you have the nukes. And the thing about the Second Amendment is that it equalizes our power. And politics is all about power. And the government is all about power. And the more centralized power, the more dangerous a government. Because why? When you have that much power centralized in one place, of course it's based on greed and it's based on money and it's based on corruption, because money corrupts, politics corrupts, and there's nothing more powerful than politics. And so that equalizer is the Second Amendment. I make sure that a well-armed populace, including myself, will protect myself and my family from a tyrannical government. What we are witnessing in Venezuela is tyranny as they search for liberty. So the Democrats want to disarm us. If you don't think, okay, they want to come after our First Amendment. Of course, they're coming after our Second Amendment. I have a clip here or a piece here that says, or it's on Drudge, excuse me, that the NSA unmasked. There was a 75% increase in the unmasking of U.S. identities. So screw the Fourth Amendment, people. So when you look at the Democrats and their concentration of power and their amass of power, it is going to come through socialism. It is going to come through open borders, because that's how you don't have to fire a shot. But it's also going to come from their, what I call their political militant wing, their paramilitary wing, which is Antifa. Now, I went to the inauguration, and actually with Wayne Allen Root, and we were witness to when Larry King had his limo set on fire. Poor Larry. And I understand he suffered a heart attack. I hope he's doing okay. But yeah, the streets were trashed. Limos were set on fire. I saw older people and women getting assaulted by the masked cowards, so much so that I chased a couple of them down the street. I mean, when you stand up to a bully, they are going to stand down. And so these thugs that the Democrats have aligned themselves with, do you ever hear, all you hear about the Democrats, and this is what Candace Owens' point was to Ted Lieu, the other congressman from, or is he a senator? Senator. I think he's a senator. Ted Lieu from California. When she said, you know, these white, supremacy, nationalist hearings, this is really a waste of my time as a black woman. She said, I want to have some hearings on Antifa. And it looks like the FBI wouldn't mind some hearings on Antifa either. So Chris Cuomo over at CNN says, you know, some aspects in Antifa are a good cause. Oh, okay, Chris, how about this? FBI investigating Antifa for plotting to stage an armed rebellion with guns purchased from Mexican cartel. The FBI has been collecting, and this comes from the Daily Wire. Ash Show is the reporter. The FBI has been collecting information on Americans who have been helping the migrant caravans heading to the U.S.-Mexico border and is now investigating an alleged plot by quote-unquote anti-fascist activists to purchase weapons from a Mexican drug cartel. So instead of Eric Holder actually arming Mexican drug cartel or drug lords, we've got Antifa looking to purchase perhaps those same exact weapons or different weapons in order to stage an armed rebellion. How nice. This is the left. This is who Chris Cuomo says there's good aspects. And this is still who we are looking for an investigation from Ted Lieu or a congressional investigation from any Democrat. I haven't heard the Democrats denounce Antifa. I hear Democrats like Chris Cuomo finding good in Antifa, but never denouncing. The story goes on. The San Diego Union-Tribune received the unclassified FBI report from a source wishing to remain anonymous. Sounds like a whistleblower. The paper confirmed the investigation is ongoing with two additional law enforcement sources. The investigation stems from a December 2018 scheme by the cartel to sell the weapons to activists. The man at the center of the investigation is Ivan Rebeling, described in the report as a Mexico-based cartel associate known as Cobra Commander. The report claimed that activists sought to stage an armed rebellion at the border. An armed rebellion at the border. Again, why do we have the Second Amendment? It's called a militia. These activists planned to disrupt U.S. law enforcement and military security operations at the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, are the thugs that stupid? Or are they that empowered? The report, according to the Union Tribune, stated that it was an information report, not finally evaluated intelligence, and instructed agencies that received it not to take action based on this raw reporting without prior coordination with the FBI. The report has been sent to numerous government agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, CIA, NSA, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that would be the ICE, that would be what the Democrats want to abolish, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the CBP. Rebeling told the Union Tribune that the report was absurd. It doesn't make any sense that someone from the United States would purchase guns in Mexico, and the Hondurans certainly didn't bring money to buy guns. It doesn't make any sense. In fact, it's extremely absurd to say the Hondurans wanted to attack the United States at the border. They are already attacking the United States at the border. They're doing so by the tens of thousands. Hondurans. It is called an invasion. This is not immigration. It's an invasion. It's illegal immigration. So let's not conflate immigration, shall we? It's a debate. We frame the debate around the costs, financial, economic risks and costs, and lives lost because of this invasion. And it's so much an invasion, and I was very happy to see this from Trump. Trump orders overhaul of U.S. asylum system as crisis at border surges. So we all now can agree whether we're Democrats or Democrat socialists. Or Republicans or conservatives. As the Republicans have been saying for months, that there was a crisis at the border. And the Democrats kept saying it's a manufactured crisis. It's just manufactured. Well, it's a crisis because Trump just ordered the overhaul of the U.S. asylum system as crisis at border surges. I'm going to read this article. It is probably some of the best news today. Again, if there's some breaking news out of the socialist country of Venezuela, I will let you know. Pray for the people of Venezuela. 69 lives have been lost so far. But we'll get back to our border and the invasion of Hondurans and Central Americans. Oh, and Egyptians and Pakistanis and Yemenis. There's also another article here that a man has pled guilty to smuggling Yemenis. Yes, because that's what we need. It's we need more Yemenis. I don't have any time right now, but we'll be right back after this break. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90 pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
War now.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Timeshare Exit Team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
He tells me now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
And welcome back. Wayne will come back to his show at the 4 o'clock hour. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. And you've been listening to me for the past three segments. Hopefully you ventured over to my website, took a look, signed up for my newsletter every Saturday morning. I'm really excited about this. We just launched it last week and I had a very good response. My subscribers are growing and growing. So that tells me that you like what you're reading and you like what I'm hearing. And I love being behind this microphone. And one of the reasons why I love being behind this microphone, not only because I can say what I want and get away with it, except I can't say anything I wouldn't say in front of my grandmother. And if you knew my grandmother, that wouldn't be much. However, I get to talk to people across the country and throughout the state of Nevada. And that's why I love talk radio. It connects you with your audience directly and in real time. And so with that, knowing that this is one of the most caller-friendly shows in the country, I'll take my first caller. I don't think I've had a caller before. I think that, Chris tells me no. So let's go to Russell in Nevada on line one. Hey, Russell, it's Megan.
Hi, Megan. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I would like to state first to qualify myself. I'm an American citizen, but I have dual residency with Costa Rica and Central America.
Okay.
I lived in Latin America almost 30 years, so I had the right to vote, and I did vote in Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to go through this little procedure real quick. Number one, you have to have an ID, a national ID card with your picture on one side and your thumbprint on the reverse side. That's number one.
And that's in Costa Rica, right?
This is basically the same rules throughout all of Latin America.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so when you enter to go to vote, when you enter the gate, there's a long table there with people sitting at it, and they all have books alphabetically, and you have to present your ID card to the alphabet so she can check your name in the registry. Okay, then you can go into vote. You go into vote, and inside they give you you show your ID again, they give you a paper so you can fill out who you're voting for. You drop that in the box, and after that, so you cannot vote twice, you have to dip your finger in a purple inkwell, which is right beside the box where you drop your voting into, mm-hmm. and that stays on your finger for at least 1 week, so you cannot vote twice.
Wow.
And I just wanted to, and you have to be registered. You cannot register on the day of voting. You have to register at least 30 days prior.
So what this tells me, Russell, is that it doesn't seem like the Colombians or Latin Americans think that an ID is racist.
No, they do not, because this is what they grew up under.
Right. And
the children actually go to the voting with the parents. A lot of parents take their children, so they show them. They grow up under the procedure.
Right. Okay. And so not only do you have a picture ID, like a national ID, as you call it, correct?
The national ID card.
Right. And then that says you're a citizen of that country, you're a legal citizen of that country, a national ID card. That's what that implies. And then you have a thumbprint on the back. So you would then you use your thumb and then you place your thumb next to your signature, or your vote, or on your voting card?
No.
Okay. You just dip your thumb. Your index finger. Okay.
Well, no, you don't put your thumbprint on the card anywhere.
Okay.
You have to dip your index finger in the inkwell after you have dropped your card.
Gotcha.
Okay, it's not printed, it's just dipped in there, and that dye is on your finger for at least a week. You can't wash it off.
So that prevents you from, saying, going to another, I don't know if you have a precinct or another county or something like that, and voting again.
Right, because when you go in to show your card to pass through to vote, they look at your finger.
Now, have you voted in U.S. elections?
Oh, of course. I've been voting since I turned 21.
Okay, very good. Very good.
And I'm 70. And I'm 70.
Really? Okay. And so this procedure still is ongoing throughout Latin America. There's no change over the course of time. Have they done anything differently? Have they strengthened it? Have they weakened it?
No. This is how it is.
Nothing
changes.
So it works. How old are you in Latin America? Can you vote for the first time?
18.
18. So you're not looking for 16-year-olds to vote or 12-year-olds to vote like the Democrats. The point I'm getting at here, Russell, of course I'm being facetious and it's a rhetorical question, is that the Democrats, this is why the Democrats manipulate the process, because they want to manipulate the outcomes. In your process that you have established over in Latin America, there really can't be manipulation of that process, can there?
No, there's no way. Because you cannot register on the day of voting, 30 days minimum.
Right. And then, that brings me to my next point, because that's another process of the registration process that the Democrats want to change. It's like, oh, just show up to the polls and register that day. You know, we're not going to check your residency. We're not going to check your citizenship. We're not even going to check your name. I mean, all you got to do is sign your name. And I know some people that have signed their name with the next, and their vote still counts. So I do believe that, you know what, we need to be like Latin America when it comes, not to their politics, but to their voting policies. And Russell, I really appreciate that, because that was very informative. So thank you, and thanks for listening. Folks, that was Russell imparting to us some really important information. The Democrats rely on the stupidity of the American people. And that's why this mic is so important to me, because I know you people aren't stupid. But we got to keep fighting, and we got to win. And we got to win in 2020. So every week that I come to this mic, I want to make sure that we get some energy on the activist level to win in 2020. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. Wayne Allen Root is up next.
The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.